陈斌牧师也叫我李哥哥。
I have never thought that Pastor Bell would also call me Brother Lee, old Brother Lee.
所以以后我要叫他陈斌牧师弟弟。
So from now on, I'll call him young, kid brother.
非常感谢主，有三天的时间跟大家在一起。
I'm very grateful to our Lord for the 3 days we have spent together.
今天跟昨天前天不一样，我旁边有一个能够肩并肩一起作战的同工。
Today it's a little bit different because I have a comrade standing next to me, shoulder to shoulder, to fight for our Lord.
我不知道你们教会实在是人才济济。
I did not know that you have so many talents given by God in your church.
信理的讲道就要找信理的翻译。
The translator and the speaker both have the same last name, Lee.
所以很感谢主，特别刚才听见三位弟兄在这里振奋我们人心的一些诗歌。
And thank to our Lord for the small choir this morning. The song was quite inspiring and encouraging.
心里面实在有说不出来的感恩。
I have so much gratitude in my heart.
圣经告诉我们说要与乐者同乐。
The Bible tells us, rejoice with those who have joy.
也巴不得我们在主的面前也能够学习怎么样跟痛苦的人一起经历痛苦的这样过程。
It's my sincere hope that we would also not only to rejoice with those people who are happy, but also to have sorrow with those people who are under circumstances.
我非常喜欢我们今天周报的这个封面。
I really love the cover of our bulletin today.
我就把我最近在神的面前的两句话的领受跟大家一起分享。
I want to share with you two inspirations from God that I had recently.
这里说我们的神是何等的伟大。
On the bulletin it says, How great is our God?
最近两句话对我有很深的触动。
It really touched and moved me deeply.
我们常常来到神的面前为着很大的风浪，我们向神有很多的埋怨。
Many times under difficulties, we complain to our God.
所以这句话提醒我，我们以后不要再向神埋怨风浪有多大。
This reminds me that we should not complain to our God for the difficulty.
我们应该向后转，能够向风浪宣告我们的神是有多大。
And we should even turn aroundand then proclaim how great is our God.
原来我再说一遍，我们以后不要再向神埋怨我们的风浪有多大。
Let's not complain about the difficulty and the challenges ahead of us.
我们要向风浪宣告我们的神有多大。
Instead, turn around and then proclaim how great is our God.
巴不得我们在十五周年的时候，
I really hope on our 15th anniversary,
让我们真是面对前面十五年的时候，
When we look forward to the next 15 years,
我们不只是以恩典来作为这十五年的一个最后的一个结论。
We are not going to conclude with all the blessings and grace God has poured upon us.
让我们也深深地相信恩典成为前面十五年的一个开始。
Let's believe that this is just the beginning for the next 15 years.
所以在这三天的聚会里面，
In the three special meeting events this weekend,
对不起， It's not working. 好，来了，可以了，谢谢。所以在这三天的聚会里面，我用这三个重点作为跟大家分享的一个主要的一个信息。
Let's recall the three themes that we have studied together during this weekend.
第一个就是讲到恩典。
The first one we talked about the grace.
那么昨天上午我们特别提到意向跟我们教会继续往前走一个非常重要的一个因素。
Yesterday morning we talked about vision, which is the direction that our church should be going.
如果只讲意向而没有跟着讲到使命，这个意向是一个空的东西。
And if we only talk about vision but without mission, it is empty.
但是昨天我也特别弟兄姊妹在一起彼此劝勉、彼此提醒的时候，在 vision 跟 mission 的中间，求主把一样很重要的东西给我们，叫做 passion。
And during our discussion and praying for each other yesterday, I also pray that God would also give us passion between our vision and our mission.
因为只有 passion 可以把 vision 跟 mission 连在一起。
It is also almost like the bonding between vision and mission, which is the passion.
很多时候我们在这个时代里面，我们越来越缺少心里面那种与我心有戚戚焉的那种感受。
A lot of times we become so indifferent and we do not sympathize or feel the same sorrow people are feeling.
我们现在看见全世界天灾频频。
We see there are so many natural disasters going on.
慢慢慢慢，我们心里面就慢慢好像就麻木了。
And we become numb in our heart.
最近尼泊尔的这样一个大的地震。
The terrible earthquake in Nepal.
那么当我看到这个消息，听到这个消息的时候，
When I first heard it,
心里面有一种说不出来的一种伤感。
There was an unspeakable sorrow in my heart.
多少人在那么一夜之间家破人亡
？How many people lost everything?
妻离子散。
They lost their wife.
但是我们觉得跟我们离开很遥远。
But because it's so remote.
但是当天我在看的时候，在听的时候。禁不住心里面有一种说不出来的一种感觉。
And but when I read the news, when I saw the news, I had an unspeakable feeling.
有多少人在那么一刹那的时候，他们就进入永远的黑暗
？How many people they went into the eternal darkness, hell?
求主把这样的一种心里面很强烈的一种 passion 放在我们在十五周年。在那里感恩，在那里奉献的每一个弟兄姊妹的心里。
I really pray that the passion for the unsaved souls will be deeply rooted in our heart.
今天早上我跟弟兄姊妹一起来思想我们一段很熟悉的经文。
Let's all study together this morning a very familiar passage in Matthew chapter 28, 16 to 20.
刚才我们已经把它用英文读过了一遍。
We have read it in English.
那么我希望在中文圣经里面我们今天早上能够思想这个使命的托付到底跟你我有什么样的关系
I encourage you to ponder upon this passage What does this passage has to do with our lives
其实这段经文我们一直都把它认为是圣经里面给我们很清楚的大使命 Great Commission
This is well known as the Great Commission that Jesus gave us the disciples
但是当我在二十多年在那里学习经验一些跨文化宣教的时候
And during my 20 something years of intercultural mission I had this experience
刚才陈牧师在提到我们在二十年前开始学习做跨文化的宣教
Pastor Biao mentioned starting about 20 years ago we started to set up our goals to do the intercultural mission
勾起许许多多对过去的一些回忆。
I recollected so many memories from the past.
五十五岁到泰国去学习做宣教士。
I went to Thailand at the age of 55.
到了那里，当然就要先学泰国话。
First, I have to learn the language.
我不晓得我在十年前跟你们分享的时候有没有讲到那一次很痛苦的一些经历。
I wonder if you still remember, or have I mentioned 10 years ago when I was Among you, did I mention any very difficult experience that I had?
五十五岁要学一个新的语言，实在是发现舌头都打结了。
Imagine this at the age of 55 to learn a new language, you would often find your tongue tied.
但是非学泰文不可。
But you have to speak their language.
但是每一次我去上泰文课的时候
，Every time I went to the Thai lessons.
每一次考试的时候
，Every time when I had an exam.
李师母都。不给我一点面子。
My wife never had mercy for me.
每一次他考试都是第一名。
He always scored top on the among the class.
从大学念书的时候，我跟他做朋友，一直到现在，每一次考试我都不能够赢过他。
The history can trace all the way back to our college times.
所以我发现五十二年侍奉主，我的自卑感是从哪里来的？我现在知道。
She always beats me in every test, and how I have a lower and lower self-esteem after that.
去学泰文也是一样。
The same thing when we study the Thai language.
但是他第一名我也不差了，我第二名。
Although she was number one, but I was number two. Not bad either. Because we only have two students in the class.
所以在刚才听那个陈牧师在介绍的时候，我就想到许许多多在宣教的时候所学习到的一些酸甜苦辣的经验。
So many sweet, bitter memories came back to me.
宣教是一个很在主的面前是一个很不容易的一个侍奉。
To be a missionary is really a big challenge in front of in our God in the presence of our Lord.
待会儿我们要跟特别我们同工要从这里出去做短宣的一些弟兄姊妹，特别有一个差遣的一段的时间。
Today we will have a ceremony to send our mission team.
我们真要为他们祷告。
Today we really have to pray for them.
因为他们到了一个文化不同，到了一个语言不同的地方。
When they go to a country with different culture and different language,
求主恩待他们,
we pray that God
will
bless them and pray that we will become their reserve.
所以这段的经文跟大使命有关系。
So this passage talks about the great mission.
但是在过去这二十多年来,
in the past 20 years,
我越看圣经，我越发现这段圣经不过是讲到大使命里面的一部分。
The more I study the Bible, the more I realized this is only part of the great mission.
真正讲到普世宣教的事,
the really emphasis on
world mission, 不是单单在马太福音二十八章,
is not only in Matthew chapter 28,
是在整本的圣经里面,
it is in the whole Bible.
在我们的金灯台的这个牧师的话里面,
in our publication, there was a passage from
在诗篇六十七篇就是一个非常重要的一个旧约的大使命的一段经文。
We read about Psalm 67. It talked about the great mission in great detail.
何况我们看整个宣教的背景是从创世纪十二章就开始的。
Not to mention that we know that since the Genesis 12, chapter 12, already God sent us to do the great mission.
因为亚伯拉罕在神的面前，他有一个非常强烈的与神见面的机会，然后上帝给他有一个托付，大使命。
During that passage, we read about Abraham before God. God gave him a great mission.
在那段圣经里面，就让我想到我们讲到跟翻译有关系的一段我自己的一段经历。
And that passage, I remember I had an inspiration from that regarding translation.
因为两种语言到底还是有点不一样。
There's no matter what, there's still a big difference between.
有一首诗歌，我不知道大家有没有听过，叫做《借我赐恩福》。
There is a hymn called "Bless Through Me."
Bless through me, 就是透过我把福气带给别人。
So through you as an instrument, God can bless other people.
但是这首诗歌在英文不是这样讲。
But the English original text was not like that.
他说 "Make me a blessing," 我成为一个祝福。
The literal translation would be "Make me a blessing."
这两个不同重点的这个翻译。
You can see that the differences through and then the changes to the translation.
都集中在亚伯拉罕在创世纪十二章里面。
That all direct us back to the chapter 12, when Abraham received the great commission.
上帝对亚伯拉罕说，
God told Abraham,
我要祝福全世界，要透过你。
I'm going to use you as a blessing for the whole world.
那你也要成为全世界的祝福。
And you shall become the blessing for the whole world.
所以我们知道大使命不是单单只在这一段的经文。
So we know that not only in Matthew chapter 28, in the whole Bible talks about
mission. 但是今天早上我希望从这段圣经里面跟大家思想跟大使命有关的一些跟我们有关系的一些真理。
However, I'm going to still focus on chapter 28.
刚才我们已经读过了。
We read about.
但是我在听刚才陈牧师所读的英文的翻译里面。
And while I was listening to the English version.
那么有些地方跟我们中文圣经有一点点出入。
There's still quite a few places that have slight differences.
在刚才我们所读的是没有颜色的，现在这个是有颜色的，就特别在最后一节有三个很重要的人称代名词。
So you look at the slide, you can see that there are several words that's been highlighted.
因为整个大使命，我们在教会历史里面看到，这里有三个很重要的角色。
In the whole, throughout the whole church history, and we look at the Great Commission.
在主耶稣在这里所说的，第一个叫做我，第二个叫做你们，第三个叫做他们。
Basically, they are the subject as Jesus, as I, and then you, and then the other people.
那么在二十节说，凡我所吩咐你们的，要教训他们遵守。
In verse 20, it talked about everything I commanded you, teach them, and then have them observe it.
在这里我们看到有第一个呢，就是讲到大使命的媒介是你们。
We as us, we are the medium to have the great mission.
然后第二个呢，大使命的对象是他们。
And the target is the other people, them.
但是呢，大使命的源头是谁呢
？Who is the source?
就是耶稣基督在这里说到的我。
I here as Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这三个人称代名词在大使命里面是一个非常重要的提醒。
And these pronouns here is a great reminders for all of us.
我、你们、他们就把两千年的教会历史里面三个最重要的角色把它提出来。
I, you, and them, summarized the importance in this passage.
那这三样东西在整个教会历史里面也提醒我们有两个很严重的危机。
And if we put them in context with the whole church history, we can also see there's a great danger in the church.
因为耶稣基督对着这些门徒说，
When Jesus told his disciples,
你们有责任，
You are responsible.
你们要把我托付给你们的告诉他们，
You have been commissioned.To tell everybody about my
commands. 那么第一个危机是什么呢？
What's the first danger?
就是在整个教会历史发展的过程当中。
That is in the whole church history.
就好像我们教会十五年的历史里面。
Such as our church, this is our 15th
anniversary. 一开始的时候，我们有一批的你们。
In the beginning, there were a few you.
你们开始有四个家庭是吧？
You have four.
那四个家庭就是那四个你们。
That's the core family. Those.Were the four you.
上帝托付给这四个家庭，一直带到今天有一百多个弟兄姊妹在这里。
And through the 15 years, God used those core four families, and now we have almost
200
members in this church.
在十五年的时间里面，这你们慢慢慢慢的去带领一些他们。
So through the 15 years, slowly we bring in more and more them.
带到什么程度呢
？To what point?
带到一个程度，把他们变成新的你们。
Until they become you, then them become you.
所以十五年，我们本来是他们。
We used to be them.
被那四个你们，四个你们的单位带到今天。
And then after the four you brought us into church.
十五年，如果我还是他们，而没有变成你们，这不是教会的一个危机吗？弟兄姊妹，你懂我的意思。
If after 15 years, there's no transition, there's no transformation to transform them become you, that's a great danger.
教会的危机是什么？
What is the danger in the church?
你们和他们永远不变。
The people stay in their own status, never had the...Them becoming you.
圣经里面有很多很多这一类的提醒。
There are so many, many reminders in the Bible.
所以你看希伯来书那里告诉我们说。
So we know that in Hebrew, that told us.
他说看你们学习的功夫本来应该做师父的。
So it was mentioning that from the study and the knowledge you have, you're supposed to be the teachers now.
这个你们学习功夫的你们就是马太福音二十八章讲到的他们。
The you here mentioned in Hebrew is actually referring to them when they were first brought into the church.
我不希望这样讲，讲到大家糊里糊涂，到底你们他们是什么？很多人说我们你们他们啊，最后就是阿门啊，就是这样。
I do not intend to confuse you. So many people say that you and us, and then eventually become amen.
但是这是一个很重要的一个彼此的提醒。
But this is a very important reminder.
希伯来书的作者他说，你们应该现在做师父，但是现在还要把人将神圣言小学的开端另外教导你们。
The author of Hebrew meant to remind and then warn those people, those who are supposed to be teachers now, but then they have to learn the truth from the beginning again.
就是说我们长不大。
That means you did not grow up.
这是第一个危机。
This is the first danger.
你们他们不变，这是教会的一个危机。
No transformation.
那第二个危机是什么呢？
What's the second danger?
就是十五年来那个我变来变去。
During the 15 years, the I changed too many times.
因为主耶稣基督在一个教会里面，主耶稣基督在一个上帝的一个团体里面是不能改变他的地位。
Our Lord Jesus Christ has always needed to be the only I.
但是我们换一个朝代就换一些城，我们换一个时代我们就换一批领导。
Whenever we have a new group of people coming into church to work, they have a new vision, they do different things.
所以在启示录三章二十节给我们看到一个非常悲哀的一个现象。
So if you remember in Revelation chapter 3 verse 20, there was a very very sad situation.
主耶稣基督对着这个老约翰说，你要写信给老底家的教会。
Our Lord Jesus Christ told John to write these down to the church in
Laodicea.
那么
他对他们说什么呢？他对他们说，我站在门外叩门。
Jesus told John to tell them, I knock the door.
老底家教会是在里面。
And the church is within the church.
他在教会里面一定有教会里面的领袖。
They're supposed to be leaders.
因为那个主耶稣叫约翰写信给老底家教会的使者。
When Jesus told John to write those leaders in the church,
当这个应该做我、应该做王的那个我不在里面的时候，当然那个使者就替代了那个我的地位。
When Jesus Christ is no longer the head of the church, those people who lead the church became.
所以马太福音二十八章里面，我、你们、他们有非常非常重要的一个提醒。
So we see that so far we have seen a great reminders in chapter 28.
在这个我、你们、他们，如果我们读这段经文的话，发现后面都跟着一个动词。
And we also notice that every time when we have you, them, and I, there's always a verb.
我吩咐。
I command.
你们教训。
You teach.
他们遵守。
They observe.
今天我没有时间讲这一块。
I don't have enough time to expand this today.
我盼望今天早上我们能够从我、你们、他们在这一段圣经里面的描写，到底谁是我、谁是你们、谁是他们。
So I hope that we can clarify who should be I and who should be you and who should be them.
所以第一个我们看见的大使命的媒介。
Let's look at the medium, which is you.
在这个媒介里面呢，我们看到马太福音二十八章是第十六节的话。
It is in verse 16.
他说十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上。
Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go.
十七节，他们见了耶稣就拜他。
17, when they saw him, they worshipped him.
然而还有人疑惑。
But some doubted.
在这一两节的圣经里面。
In these two verses.
差不多是我们每一次讲到大使命的时候。
Almost every time when we mention the great mission.
大概都不会碰这两节圣经。
We never rephrase or enough rephrase. We recite these two verses.
我们大概就是从十八节开始。
We usually start from verse 18.
耶稣近前来对他们说。
When Jesus approached them and say,
那大使命的内容就在他所说的后面这两三节的圣经里面。
And the content of great mission would be in next two verses,
19 and 20. 但是十六节、十七节却说明当时耶稣把大使命交托给的这些人是什么样的人，在这两节圣经里面提醒我们。
But in verse 16 and 17 told us about who were those people Jesus sent.
领受大使命的人是谁？
Who were those people who received the great mission?
第一个在十六节说，十一个门徒往加利利去。
First, it mentioned that 11 disciples went to Galilee.
但是在这节圣经的下面，我引了二十八章第十节的一段话。
And under this, I also recited one other passage in chapter 8, later chapter 8.
在第十节说，耶稣对他们说，对那些姐妹们说，不要害怕，你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见我。
In verse 10, if you look back for, you will see that then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There will they will see me."
所以第十节跟十六节是有连带的关系的。
You put them together, you see they are related.
在第十节说。叫他们到加利利去。
In verse 10, you see that Jesus told them to tell his disciples.
那十六节说十一个门徒往加利利去。
And then you see in 16, they went.
所以很明显的，十六节是这些门徒对第十节的一个反应。
Obviously, that's a response after they heard what Jesus commanded them.
这个反应叫什么呢？
What's this response?
叫顺服。
It's called obedience.
因为耶稣叫他们去。
Because Jesus told them to go.
他们就去了。
They went.
所以在这里我们看见领受大使命的第一批的这些门徒。
And so we see that those first group that was sent by Jesus,
他们领受大使命。
After they received the great mission,
他们后来投入大使命。
They devoted themselves in the great mission,
因为他顺服上帝的，顺服主耶稣基督的命令。
Because they obey God's command.
所以什么叫顺服呢？
What does it mean to be obedient?
顺服就是命令的结果，不是吗？
It is the consequence of being of command.
所以我们非常清楚。
So we know clearly in our heart.
什么时候我们顺服神的命令？
Anytime when we obey God's command.
我们就是一个蒙福的人。
We will be blessed.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
这是我们常常在神面前的学习。
This is a learning process in before our Lord.
当我准备这一段经文的时候，
When I was preparing for this passage,
我就想起我的老父亲。
I remember my father.
在他八十八岁的时候，
At his age of 88,
他学习一个很难学的功课。
He was learning a very, very hard lesson.
因为跟他结婚几十年的老伴离开他。
Because his wife passed away.
我母亲病了相当一段的时间。
She had been sick for quite a while.
医生已经讲了几次，她随时都会离开。
There were a few times they called the critical moments.
但是我母亲在垂死挣扎的那段时间，拖了一段时间。
But right before she passed away, it prolonged quite a while.
我们不知道为什么，我们看到我母亲那么痛苦，我们做儿女的心里面很矛盾。
We could not fathom why, because we hate to see her suffer so much.
突然我就警觉到一件事情。
And it alarmed me for one thing.
为什么母亲一直拖那么久，受了那么多的苦，还没有离开？
Why did my mother have to stay so long and then not willing to just go?
我发现我爸爸不放她走。
Because my father was her only concern in her heart.
他们两人的感情非常的深。
They were so deep in love.
我记得在1992年的时候
I remember in 1992
在10月9号
On October 9th
当我了解了我父亲那一个很深的情结
When I understood my father's heart
我就开始跟我的父亲有 man to man talk 就跟他好好的谈
I talked to my father like man to man
我说爸爸
I said father
我知道你跟妈妈的关系非常的深
I know now you love each other so much.
你舍不得她走。
You did not want to let her go.
也没有办法让她走。
You could not let her go.
但是你要学习 let go and let God.
But why don't we learn to let go and let God?
她不理我。
He paid no attention to my
我跟她讲，她的头翻到那边去看别的地方。
When I was telling him that, he turned away and rolled his eyes.
十月九号，我花了大半天的时间。没有结果。
On that day, I spent so much time trying to persuade him and then talk him into senses.
第二天十月十号。
Yeah, but the next day,
十月十号 October 10th.
October 10th.
在那一天早上，我还是锲而不舍，又跟我父亲 man to man talk.
I continue my endeavor to talk to my father.
到了十一点多的时候，
almost 2 in the morning, about 11 o'clock.
他突然流着眼泪告诉我。
He started crying and told me.
他说：“孩子，祷告吧。”
He said, "Child, let's pray."
让妈妈能够好好的安息。
Let's pray that our mother can go peacefully.
我抓住他的手跟他一起祷告。
I held his hand and pray with him.
就我没有想到他先开口，他说主啊，让我学习 let go and let God.
I did not know he started the prayer first. He said, Lord, help me learn and to learn let go and let God. And then my turn, when I was praying,
当我一讲阿门的时候，
when I said amen,
电话响，
the phone rang.
师母从医院打电话来。
My wife called me from the hospital.
因为前一个晚上，十月九号晚上，轮到她去陪我母亲。
It was her turn to stay in the hospital with my mom.
她告诉我，她说你赶快来，因为妈妈不行。
She said she's really in and out now. This is probably the moment.
我爸爸跟我的妹妹马上赶到医院。
My father and my sister, they went to the hospital right away.
我爸爸没有流眼泪。
My father did not cry
心里面平静安稳
because he had the peace in his heart.
不容易。
It wasn't easy.
Let go, let God 很容易讲。
It's easy to say let go and let God.
但是真的当我们在那样的一个不容易的时候，实在是对我爸爸来讲，实在觉得有点不公平。
But it is extremely difficult when we face a moment like that.
隔了两年。
After 2 years.
他九十岁的时候。
When he was 90,
差不多91岁的时候，
almost 91,
上帝让他学第二次 let go, let God 顺服的功课。
God taught him a second hard lesson of let go and let God.
因为他的独生儿子就是我，我三个姐姐，两个妹妹。
Because his only son, I have three sisters and one younger sister.
就决定要去泰国学习做跨文化的宣教。
I was going to go to Thailand to become a missionary.
但是医生告诉我说，我的爸爸有一个很严重的一个在肝旁边一个血囊随时会爆开。
There was a cyst on my father's liver and it could rupture any time.
不能开刀。
It's inoperable.
半年顶多他就会离开。
No more than 6 months.
我很挣扎。
He could die.
天父要我去泰国。
I struggle. God was already sending me to Thailand.
但是我的父亲，
but my father
医生说还有半年就离开。
Could have died in 6 months.
我心里很矛盾。
I had a strong struggle in my heart.
我就跟师母商量了以后。
I discussed with my wife.
我就跟我爸爸讲。
I told my father.
我不现在不马上去泰国。
I'm not leaving now.
我不好意思告诉他说，因为医生说你还有半年。
I didn't want to tell him that's because of you.
我没有想到他突然之间严肃起来。
All in a sudden, he became serious.
这一回他来勉励我。
This time, it was his man-to-man talk to me.
你不是教我要 let go, let God?
Didn't you persuade me to let go and let God?
他说天父只有一个儿子。
He told me, our Father in heaven has only one son.
但是他却把他的儿子鼓励他去做的宣教士。
But he sent his only son to become missionary.
我也是只有一个儿子。
I only have one son.
我为什么不让我的儿子像天父一样也做宣教士？
Why should I not do the same?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
当我听他这样讲的时候，
When he told me that,
我跑到厕所把门关起来，跪在那里，再一次把自己奉献给主。
I went to the bathroom, I locked the door, and I offered myself up to our Lord again. I was 55.
一年以后。
One year later.
不是半年。
Not half a year.
十三个月以后，我父亲离开。
Exactly 13 months after my father passed away.
第一次在他太太的身上学习 let go and let God.
The let go and let God lesson he first learned from his wife.
隔了两年，在他儿子的身上 let go and let God.
2 years later, in the matter regarding his son, he learned it again.
最后他自己在神的面前 let go and let God.
And at the end, he himself also let go and let God.
顺服是命令的结果。
Obedience is the result of a command.
但是当他这里给我们看到十六节的顺服的时候。
So here, when we see that the obedience in verse 16,
十八节带来一个新的命令。
There came another command in verse 18.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
The command was so go make disciples.
十六节跟第十节相比。
Compare 16 to 10.
我们知道顺服是命令的结果。
We know that obedience is because of a command.
16节和18节来相比,
and we, when you compare 16 and 18,
顺服是命令的条件。
To be, the obedience would be the condition for you to have a command.
很多时候我们在神的面前只知道顺服是命令的结果。
A lot of times we only know that after command we obey.
但是我们知道，我们不知道顺服也是命令的条件。
We did not know that obedience is how a command can work.
当我们愿意真的顺服神的时候,
when we are truly willing to obey our God,
我们才真正明白神在我们身上的带领是什么。
We can only then understand what it cost us.
我跟师母做朋友做了八年。
We were friends for 8 years, my wife and I.
最后当然慢慢慢慢就谈到要结婚的事情。
And after that, we started talking about getting married.
但是我的母亲一直很反对我们两个人的交往。
My mother, for some reason, always opposed that.
My mother, what unreason? 我的母亲就一直反对。
She always had a strong opinion opposing that.
原因我们就不去提了。
We're not going to mention the exact reason why.
到最后我们准备要结婚的时候，我当然要得到我父母亲的这个祝福。
At the last phase of our preparing for marriage, I need to get the blessings from my parents.
那时候我在台湾，他们在香港。
I was in Taiwan and they were in Hong Kong.
我就写信给他。
I wrote them.
我说我们跟这个姐妹交往八年。
I told them that we have been dating for 8 years.
我们的工作，我们的侍奉，我们的这个人生的方向也大概定。
Our career, our goals, and our hope for life are pretty much established in the same.
所以我们需要考虑婚嫁的问题。
So I think it's time for us to get settled and get married.
我接到父母亲一封信。
I got a letter from my parents.
没有问题，你要结婚，你结婚吧。
They said, no problem, go ahead and do it.
你结婚就没有我们，要我们你就不要结婚。
They said, it's between your marriage and us. You have to choose one.
弟兄姊妹，听起来很好笑。
It sounds funny.
但是那个时候我的挣扎是非常非常大。
That was a great struggle for me.
我是要选择父母呢，还是选择他？
Do I have to choose really between the two of them?
后来我发现我的答案不是选择父母，也不是选择他。
So my answer was not to choose any of them.
Let go and let God. 我选择他。
So I decided let go and let God.
说起来容易，但是那段时间的挣扎是很大的。
Now when I mention it, it sounds quite easy.But you have to imagine how hard it was for me.
那天晚上我就写了一封信给我父母亲。
I wrote again to my father the same night.
我不会忘记那封信里面有很多我的眼泪滴在纸上。
I still remember there were so many prints from the tears I shed.
我跟我父母亲说。
I told my father and my mother.
圣经告诉我们要孝敬父母。
The Bible told us to obey your parents.
我选择你们，我放弃那边。
So I choose you.And I did not choose my fiance.
Not yet, fiance.
Not yet. My girlfriend.
如果 fiance 就麻烦。但是没有想到，上帝所做的超过人所想所求的。
But our God is an amazing God. Whatever He did is beyond our imagination. And
这个故事太长了。
It's a long story.
我把结果告诉你。
I'll just tell you the end.
我父母亲后来不只是改变
Not only they, my parents changed
而且一直把他这个媳妇看成比我还看得更重要
They treasured this daughter-in-law even more than their own son
当一个人顺服的时候
When one person obeyed God
上帝就把他的旨意向你显明
God will reveal His will
弟兄姊妹我们不是常常在寻求神的旨意吗
Aren't we always trying to see God's will
要不要回去做海归
Should I go back to our country and become a return scholar?
要不要我留在这里为主真是摆上自己?
Or do I continue to serve in the church I belong to?
大概我们每一个人心里面都有个人心里面的 agenda, 我们心里面自己的一个计划。
We all have our own agenda and our own calculation.
但是如果顺服是命令的结果,如果顺服又是命令的一个条件的话,弟兄姊妹,大使命是给这样的人。
But let's think about the relation between command and obedience. And in the way that obedience is the result of a command, and not if we obey, there the command will not work. It is actually for those people who had a great mission in their mind.
所以在十六节里面给我们看到一个很重要的一个跟大使命有关系也跟我们有关系的一个提醒。
So let's look at verse 16 again. There's a great reminder for all of us regarding great mission.
顺服的人。
The person who obey.
那十七节说什么？
In 17, what did he say again?
他们看见了耶稣，他们就拜他。
When they saw him, they worshiped him.
那么这个大使命是给谁呢？
What was the great mission for?
大使命是给一些会敬拜上帝的人。
It is for those people who worship God.
感谢主，在过去这几十年来。
I thank God so much in the past several decades.
我们看见在中国教会里面。
We see that in Chinese churches.
我们常常有敬拜赞美的一段非常让我们被带到上帝施恩宝座面前的一些经历。
There were so many experiences that draw us closer near to the throne of our God during the worship.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘记，敬拜一定不是一个单行道。
Dear brothers and sisters, it's not a monologue that we worship God.
敬拜不是单单我们怎么样来到神的面前，要敬拜他就赞美他，把一切的荣耀，像我们今天唱诗，圣哉圣哉圣哉，把荣耀归给他。
It is not only when we praise and worship and sing to our God.
敬拜是一个双行道，我们也看见上帝从天上给我们带来的一个使命和挑战是什么。
It is a two-way channels. Not only we offers our thanks and praise to God, but also God reveals Himself to us for His mission and His command.
今天我们讲敬拜赞美。
Nowadays, when we mention worship.
这段圣经告诉我们说敬拜宣教。
Here it talked about worship and share the gospel.
A mission. 今天我们要敬拜主。
Now we have to worship our Lord.
后面才有大使命的那一段的话。
Then we can have the great mission.
所以今天我们要学习怎么样来到主人面前好好的敬拜他。
We really need to learn how we can truly come before our God and worship Him.
但是我们敬拜他一个条件，就是看见耶稣，然后我们才拜他。
The criteria is when we see Jesus, then we worship Him.
请问我们每一次来这里敬拜的时候
，Let me ask you, whenever you come here to worship,
到底我们的主在哪里
？Where is our Lord?
当我们真的看见主的时候
，When we really see our Lord.
我们就很自然的在里面有个敬拜他的心。
There will be a heart of worship that rises within you.
一个真正的敬拜主的人。
A person who really worships our God.
他懂得怎么样敬畏神。
He knows how to revere God.
在今天在教会里面。
But in the churches today.
我不知道各位怎么样。
I don't know about you.
我常常发现在我的心里面。
I found that in myself.
常常我发现我一个最大最大的软弱是常常忘记了。上帝是可畏的神。
I found myself, my weakness is I have no enough reverence for our God.
上帝是慈爱的，没有错。
Our God is a loving God.
但是他也是一个圣洁的主。
But he's also a great and fearful God.
所以我们每一次来到主的面前。
So every time when we come before our God.
让我们懂得怎么样在敬拜的里面学习敬畏他。
Let's learn how to truly the true worship means.
为什么今天教会里面有许许多多的难处和问题？
Why are there so many problems in churches?
因为今天教会里面彼此之间有很多很多的一些不和谐的地方。
There are so many quarrels and disharmony within the church.
尤其是有一个牧师跟我讲，这个很难翻译哈。有个牧师跟我讲。
One time there was a pastor telling me.
他说：“李牧师，你知道吗？我们教会里面有很多商人，哈，就是做生意的人。”
He told me we have many businessmen in our church.
所以这些人呢，他们都做什么样的这个生意呢？他们做出口的生意。
And these businessmen, they're all doing the export business.
所以我们教会里面有很多出口商人的人。
So we have so many people.
所以很难翻译哈，来、right? ，一开口就商人。
Yeah. So when you say that they were export businessmen in Chinese, it also sounds like whenever they speak, they hurt people. They sound exactly the same. Whenever they open their mouths, they hurt people.
后来我听了以后，觉得很有趣啊，他这个一语双关啊。
So this was actually a
punt.
Punt. Yes.
那么让我们看到说今天在教会里面为什么会有出口伤人的这种现象。
So we have to ask ourselves why there is such a phenomenon.
严格说因为我们目中无人。
In a simple way, because we see ourselves above other people.
其实不是目中无人，其实是目中无神。
But more so is we see ourselves above our God.
所以看见耶稣是很重要的，然后我们去拜他。
So it is so important before you can worship God, we have to really see our Lord Jesus Christ as he is.
那么在你们的第三方面，
the third aspect of this.
十六节十七节我们都读过去，我们都觉得有道理。
We know we agree with it, the 16 and 17 verses.
但是到十七节最后一句话有一点奇怪。
But it might seem a little strange when we read the ending of verse
17. 不要忘记了，主耶稣基督要把大使命托付给这些人。
Don't forget that Jesus was about to commission them.
这些人是谁呢？在十六节说是十一个门徒到加利利去。
We know that they were the 11 disciples who went to Galilee.
是跟随主的人。
Those were people who really followed our Lord.
他们是预备传扬主的人。
They were so ready to preach God.
他们是侍奉主的人。
They were the people who served God.
但是马太写马太福音的时候。
But when Matthew was writing the Gospel of Matthew.
讲到这一段经文的时候。
When he was reciting this.
原来我说加了一句莫名其妙的话。
I would say he really should not have added this.
然而还有人疑惑。
Strange words.
这些人是什么人呢？
Which was some of them doubted.
是信心的团体。
This was actually a people with faith, of faith.
那么在信心团体还有人疑惑，就证明这个信心的团体不是一个完全的一个团体。
And even so, there were still several people doubted. That means it's not a completely.
弟兄们，这句话非常重要。
We have to take serious focus on this.
我们一讲到大使命的时候，
whenever you mention great mission,
我们一讲到宣教的时候，
when we talk about mission,
我们一讲到布道的时候，
when we talk about evangelism,
哎呀，我还才刚刚信主。
We always say that
我的灵命很幼稚。
I'm still immature. I'm just a young Christian.
我怎么能够做这样的事情？
How can I do this?
但是这一句话给我们带来很大的安慰。
But this really comforts us.
然而还有人疑惑。
That tells us, among us.There should be some people who still doubted. Who are those people?
我想一定第一个名字提出来一定叫多马，对不对？
The first one we would say is Thomas.
因为多马是最多疑惑的人。
He has always been the most doubtful person.
但是我刚才没有注意，刚才读的英文在 NIV 的翻译说 some doubted， 在那个当中有一些人怀疑。
But you see that it's a plural, not a single.
所以证明不是单单一个，可能是多马。
So it tells you it's more than just Thomas himself.
搞不好是马太自己。
Also Matthew himself.
因为他自己写的不好意思把马太名字写上，说 some doubt 把自己列进去。
He did not want to just say himself, so he said some to include himself.
那不管怎么样，亲爱的弟
兄。No matter what.
不管我们怎么样看这一句话。
No matter how we look at this.
我们就看到这个团体不是一个完全的团体。
We know that this is an incomplete in faith.
但是这个团体是个成长的团体。
But this is a growing party.
上帝只看我们肯不肯在他面前有成长。
God not only sees us as a group, but He also wants us to grow.
所以他从来不问我们你配不配来侍奉我。
He never asks us whether you are worthy to serve God.
他从来不问我们你能不能够来侍奉我。
He never asks us can you or do you have the ability? Are you capable?
主耶稣只问一句话。
He only asks us one.
我可以差遣谁？谁肯为我去？
Can I send?And who will go?
今天上帝要的是一个心愿。
Our God wants us our heart.
虽然有人疑惑。
Although there will be people who doubt.
但是上帝还是把大使命向他们颁布。
God still commissioned the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
一个基督徒。
A Christian.
一个传道人。
As a Bible teacher, or a pastor.
一个教会。
A church.
不完全是正常的。Imperfect is normal.
Imperfect is normal. Yes.
就是说你不完全是正常的。
Yeah, it is normal to be imperfect.
但是不长进是反常的。
But not growing is abnormal.
弟兄们，因为这个观念太重要。
This is so crucial.
今天我们在侍奉主的道路上。
When we serve our Lord on our journey, we always have this low self-esteem. The unworthiness, we blame our pastors.
一天到晚说,哎呀,我是仆人。
We keep saying that we are your servant.
有的时候我在想,为什么很多年轻人不羡慕我,而愿意也跟我一样做传道人呢?
I keep thinking, why there are not more young people just like myself developing themselves, dedicating themselves? There might be a reason. Because they are afraid. Because after you dedicate yourself, you become a servant. Let's read a little bit of the original text. And if they know a little bit of the Greek, they will realize that it's not only servant, it means slave.
所以很多传道人被人看成一个不被羡慕的对象。
So a lot of times, we don't envy their job.
很多时候是传道人本身的自我形象太看错了。
We don't envy those pastors because they don't have the worthiness.
我今天代表陈彪牧师。
I hear on behalf of Pastor Biao.
我今天也代表张继南牧师。
And also on behalf of our coming new pastor, 张继南。
我要告诉你们。
I need to tell you this.
我们不是仆人。
We are not slaves.
我们不是slave,不是奴隶,不是奴隶。 Very good. We are not slaves. 我们不是仆人,不是奴隶。 我们是什么呢? And then what are we?
If we are not slaves, what are we?
老板.
We are the boss.
领导.
We are the leaders.
不要忘记领袖是一件衣服最容易脏的两个地方,一个是领,一个是袖。
Don't forget that as a leader, you can be easily tarnished because you are out on the exposed.
弟兄姊妹,我要告诉大家,这一个传道人不是仆人。
We are not servant to the people, but we are servant to our God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
在我家做仆人,
in my house, my family, I am a servant.
在总统家做仆人,
and also to be a servant in the president's house.
都是仆人,
they're all servants.
但是我们两个身价就不一样。
But they work differently.
我们的价值,
our value
不是从我们的这个仆人的这个角度来决定,
depends on not on the term of servant,
是在于我们所侍奉的对象来决定,
but depends on who was the commissioner.
我们是万军之耶和华的仆人,
we are commissioned by our Lord.
所以虽然我们不完全,
although we are imperfect,
但是求主让我们有长进,
we pray that God would help us grow.
因为我们不完全,
because we are imperfect.
这是常常我自己对我自己的勉励,
this is the encouragement I always try to remind myself.
这个翻译很不容易哈, 因为我不完全, 所以我没有不被批评的自由。
Because I am imperfect, so that I don't have the freedom not to be criticized.
Very good. 对不对？我应该鼓掌，是吧？因为我不完全，所以我没有不被批评的自由。不能说你不可以批评我，但因为我不完全，你的批评有你批评的原因。
And we have to realize that the reason why we were criticized, not only because we're imperfect.
下面一句，差不多。And
ready for next one.
因为我不完全,
because I'm imperfect,
所以我没有批评你的权利,
so I do not have the right to criticize anyone else.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 这两句话对我有很大很大的帮助。
This has always been a great help and great reminder.
我知道我不完全,
I know I'm imperfect.
所以当人家批评我的时候,
when people criticize me,
我知道我没有自由来拒绝他,
I know that I have no freedom,
因为我不完全,
because I'm imperfect. I have no right to criticize you either.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
this is so important. I really encourage you to remember
然而还有人疑惑,
this. But remember, we were talking about some doubted.
我们本身的属灵的条件就是这样。
This is our spiritual life. This is our.
今天讲你们就已经快把我的时间讲完了。
Today, only talking about you, I'm almost run out of time.
我想我要把后面的他们跟我都把它跳过去。
I need to skip them and I.
我这里提到说他是说话的主，他是权柄的主，他是同在的主。
I'm going to quickly mention that he's the God who speaks, he's the God with authority.
我把这个 PowerPoint 会留在这里。
And he's the God with us.
No, 我的 PowerPoint 会留在这里。
Oh, and then you can have a copy of this PowerPoint.
如果你要看大概，很容易了解。
When you read the PowerPoint, you will understand easily.
当我要结束这三天的聚会的时候
，When we come to the end of this special weekend meeting,
我要把这两句话放在弟兄姊妹面前。
I wish to impress these two words upon your heart.
我们刚才不是在唱 Hineni, 我在这里这个歌吗
？When we were singing the song Hineni.
我就觉得这两句话跟这个诗歌可以连在一起。
I really think they go well together.
我们一起用中文先读一遍，好不好
？Let's read in Chinese together first.
一二再来，神所给的
我都要，
神
所
要的
我都给。
懂这两句话的意思吗？神所给的我都要。
Everything that God is giving me, I want them.And then secondly, everything God wants, I will give.
真的吗？神所给的，我真的都要。
We have to ask ourselves, does that echo with your heart?
以赛亚告诉我们说，他以困难为饼，以艰难为水。今天我们是不是也一样接受上帝给我们这样而顺服在他的面前？
In the book of Isaiah, we remember talked about God nourishes with difficulty and challenges.
我把这两句话这两行的字送给大家。
This is my farewell gift for yours for everyone.
那好，再加一个 farewell gift， 马上就要跟大家拜拜了，就留下这两句话给大家。那么这两句话到今天为止，我常常在灵修的时候，在安静的时候检讨我自己。
I always meditate on these two sentences to reflect myself.
最后，我把一个在大学的时候影响我很大的一个人的见证跟大家分享。
And I want to share with you lastly a testimony that influenced me a lot during my college years.
我在大学的时候，差不多把中文可以收集到的所有宣教士、传道人的故事、见证、自传，大概我都看过。
I almost went through pretty much every autobiography or biography of all the missionaries in my college years in Chinese version.
中心的管家是我在大学的时候对师母跟我很深影响的一本书。
This book, The Loyal Steward or Servant, influenced my wife and myself very much in our college years.
是讲到一个耶鲁大学毕业的一个很精彩的年轻人，叫 William Borden。威廉·波顿他的一个见证。
William Borden was a Yale graduate and his testimony.
如果大家看他后面的年代 ,1887 年到1913年他活了几岁
He didn't live very long, from 1887 to 1913.
只活了26岁。
Only 26 years.
在他死的时候
When he died,
他们看见他的圣经有这三句话。
They notice three words in statements in his Bible.
就是按照不同的时代加上去。
They were recorded in different times.
他是一个很有钱的一个家庭的背景的一个孩子。
He came from an affluent background.
他在芝加哥高中毕业的时候
，When he graduated from high school in
还没有进大学
Chicago, ，Before he went to Yale.
他的父母亲很有钱，就鼓励他去环游世界。
Because they're so rich, they gave him the opportunity and encouraged him to travel around the world.
所以等到他环游世界回来的时候
After he traveled around the world and came back home,
他就在圣经上写了两个字 No reserve.
He wrote this statement, No reserve.
没有保留
No reserve.
继续地把自己的生命奉献给主
So he decided to continue to offer himself his life up for his
life. 再过了几年他耶鲁大学
A few years later after he graduated from Yale,
有人用很高的薪水要请他。
People were trying to recruit him with very good salary. He decided to go to China to be a missionary. Another statement. No retreat.
到最后他26岁的时候,
when he was at the age of 26 before he died,
他在Princeton 的这个graduate school 毕业了以后,
he graduated from Princeton Graduate School.
他到埃及预备有一点短宣的经验,
he went to Egypt for a shorter mission.
后来在埃及得了脑膜炎, 后来就去世,
he was infected with encephalitis in Egypt.
后来他们在圣经上看到他已经写了另外两个字, no regret.
A third statement was written on his Bible, no regret.
我看到我们中间有很多年轻的同工,
we see we have so many young blood in our church.
求主帮助我们,
we pray that God would help us.
特别想到马太福音28章16节17节这两节,
help us to remember verse 16 and 17 in Matthew 28.
让我们在主的面前学习做一个顺服的人,
let's learn to be an obedient servant.
让我们学习做一个敬拜他的人,
let's learn to be a worshiper.
让我们继续的侍奉他,而在侍奉的过程当中成为一个成长的人,
and let's continue to serve him, and through the serving we grow, become a mature.
再次谢谢大家,让我们夫妇有机会这三天的时间跟大家在一起度过这15周年的堂期。
We want to thank you again and really appreciate this opportunity to be with you during your 15th anniversary.
我再次做一个广告,
let me have a little promotion.
把金灯台好好的看,
I want to promote our new publication, the 15 years anniversary publication.
听说一本是吧,8块多钱, 是吧,一本?
It only costs $8.
我相信里面的价值是远超过8块美金。
But the content is priceless. We pray that God will use this testimony of our 15th
years
to help us know how we can proceed with our next 15. Let's pray.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you because you are our Lord, you are our Master, you are the Lord of Lords, King of Kings.
创造天地宇宙万物的主，我们赞美感谢你，因为你是 我们的主。
Every time we come before the throne of mercy,
每次我们来到你的施恩宝座前,
we again and again are reminded,
我们一次又一次的被提醒,
we are fearfully and wonderfully made by you.
天父，我们知道我们是我们的受造是奇妙可畏的。
And we are fearfully and wonderfully chosen by you.
我们的拣选也是奇妙可畏的。
And we know that we are fearfully and wonderfully used by you.
我们能被主使用也是奇妙又可畏的。
Bless this church and bless each one of us here.
求你祝福我们这个教会, 也求你祝福我们的每一个人。
In the years to come, Father, be with us.
在未来的年日里面, 求你与我们同在。
Walk with us.
与我们同行。
And work with us.
带我们一同同工。
For your glory.
为了你自己的荣耀。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.